Hey, this is Hannah, and I'm Walking with God. Thanks for listening. In the past couple of weeks, I've been contemplating the topic of obedience and its importance in our faith. I see the fruit that comes from following the way of Jesus, especially when it's hard or uncertain. In my own life, I felt the presence of God tangibly after hard, difficult acts of obedience. As I continued in this thought, I felt a correlation start to form. Does our obedience to the Lord directly impact our joy? Psalm 119, verses 1 through 2 say, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his laws and seek him with all of their heart." Now, when I think of the word blessed, I picture happiness, or more specifically, joy. You might be asking yourself what the difference is. I think it's in circumstance. Happiness is generally dependent on moments and events, while joy remains independent. A state of intrinsic being, a satisfaction in life. Which do you experience the most? As I mentioned many times in my previous episode on childlike faith, God is faithful. When we walk in the way he's leading us, he will be with us and will not let us fall. One quote I love is, "Obedience to God will never come back void." And obedience can look like a lot of things. For example, reading your word daily, talking about Jesus to a friend, inviting someone to church, having a hard conversation, saying no, or even reaching out to someone more. It's simply acting after being prompted by the Holy Spirit. Each of our different walks with the Lord will require different actions, but the same general idea, surrender. For example, in the fall, I was dead set on studying abroad for my entire third year of college. I prayed and prayed and prayed some more about it. But I didn't feel like I received a clear answer. However, God began to speak to me through my surroundings. He began to show me the ways he wanted to use me in the next year here in Madison. He purified my desires and fathered me into a direction. After a couple months of wrestling, I found myself deciding not to go. I felt a deep sense of joy and peace. I became excited for what God was doing in my life and the next year, and laid my doubts aside, which they came, and I laid them at his feet. Our stories might not look the same, but God remains. Hebrews 1 verse 9 states, "You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." So there is a very real joy that comes from abiding in him, the constant, never failing God he is. And we must learn to trust in that. Also in the fall, I got to meet someone who is now a really good friend of mine. Someone who has so deeply integrated herself into her faith and her community. She is profoundly obedient to the Lord, to the ways she steps out in her faith and how infectious her inner joy is. I want to welcome my dear friend, Omotola Abioden. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is Hannah, and I'm Walking with God. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. This is Hannah and I'm Walking with God. I'm here with my good friend Omotola. Girl, how are you?
I'm good.
So it is your first winter being spent here in Madison. How has that been for you?
It's been cold.
And I know we're in March, but it's still going.
It's still going. It's kind of like, it's a different type of cold. It's like, you can feel it in your bones.
Mm-hmm. It's like
cold.
It's like very, very like, it just changes every day. I feel like yesterday was warm. Today now it's like 30 degrees and like it snowed yesterday.
Yeah.
It hailed.
Yeah, rain.
I'm like, what's up with that? But yeah, it just keeps changing. But
the UK is similar. It's like quite, one day it will be like sunny, the next
is
raining.
Is the spring actually a spring or is it like... like 1 or 2 or 3
Yeah,
days.
We'll have like 3 days.
Because we just jump into summer at some point.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the transition is, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It just happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so glad you're here. I really wanted to talk about joy with you because I think it was a couple weeks ago at New Culture College, we were talking about joy and I just looked at you and I was like, this girl got it. Like, you got it. And I feel like you always come in, you're very consistent in your joy too. Like, I feel like it's not wavering. And I wanted just to kind of, as we begin, I'm gassing you up, but like, you're amazing. And I think there's so much that I feel like I've learned from you just by being around you. You're like, no, you're so amazing. And yeah, I think you should know that before we start. But what is, I just said it, but what is your name? And then like a bit of your background. And yeah.
So my name is Omotola Abiodun and I'm from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing an exchange year here for the full year. And yeah, I always, my parents are Christian. So like I grew up in the faith kind of. And yeah, they definitely planted that seed.
Yeah.
And so, but I definitely fell away like when I was like six, my teenage years anyways. And then I just felt the Lord just calling me. And it was very like incremental. It was slow. That's my story.
Yeah. So like when you came, because I really feel like we have to emphasize this because it's really wild. Because like the way that I met you, I was just like working at front desk and I was like, oh, hi. Because you were with Nana. And I was like, oh my gosh, hi. And you were already invested in a ministry on campus.
Yeah.
So tell me how you got into that.
So I knew coming here that I wanted to be intentional with my faith because beforehand I'd not been intentional at all. And I just felt a calling in that way. And so I went to Doxa like the first Sunday I got here. And then I turned out to meet like one of my good friends there as well. And she invited me to the ministry Salt. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've just been like going there consistently. And yeah.
That's wild. Like you were already invested. That was like the second week of school. I was like, oh my gosh, woman of God. And it's just wild because you're not like, it's like a new space. You're integrating yourself. So I just feel like that's so notable. Like that's insane.
Yeah.
But like kind of going off that point, because I'm sure that you've experienced many moments of like, wow, like I am not home right now. This is crazy. So like what is one or a couple ways even that God has surprised you in your time here?
I think just like a confirmation that I was supposed to be here was when I first landed in Chicago. I was sat like at Arrivals, just waiting for my cousin to pick me up. And this woman, she came up to me and she's like, what's my name? And I'm like, oh, my name's Omotola. But I was a bit skeptical. So I was like, why are you asking? Like, why are you asking me my name? And then she's like, oh, my name is Susan. Like, I want to pray for you. And
that's insane.
That moment is just like, I was like, what?
You're just like, hello.
Yeah, I was like, hello. She's like, yeah, Jesus loves you and I want to pray for you. And like, she wrote my name down and like in her journal, she had like all the names of people that she was praying for. Mm-hmm. And like, it was just such a confirmation moment. I was like, Lord, like, thank you so much. Because I just traveled all this way. I'm in a new country. I don't know what I'm doing. But you sent somebody to come and meet me and to tell me like you can see me, like you're watching me, and that you love me. And so, yeah, that was like the first step.
And that's like day one.
Yeah,
like, that was just one. So you know, like you're meant to be here, right?
Yeah, definitely. I was like, what? Wow. Yeah.
And at Chicago, like, is that, was O'Hare, right?
Mm-hmm. O'Hare Airport.
At O'Hare too is crazy because O'Hare is huge. I'm like,
yes.
And it can really feel like isolating, especially if you're by yourself, new country. God is so intentional.
Yes.
I will keep saying it. God is so intentional.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out Susan.
Literally shout out Susan. And Susan's obedience.
Yes.
Shout out her obedience because I know that probably was, maybe she was like, this is kind of awkward, but I want to let her know, like, God loves her.
Yeah.
Kind of going off that point then, like, is there anyone besides Susan? Shout out Susan, though.
Cool.
Aside from Susan, we're like, you felt like their obedience had lit something up in your life or had kind of, maybe even when you're talking about your testimony briefly, like people along the way who, because they were walking in the way of the Lord so intently or in a certain manner that you were like what? Or like that their obedience kind of impacted you.
Yeah, I think one of my friends from that I met in university as well, shout out Manubia.
Shout out.
And she was also, she always like handled me with grace. And I think that's so important Because I wasn't like as mature in my faith as her, but she would tell me about how like she reads the Bible every day and like how people prophesied to her about things. And like, I would look at her like, okay, she's kind of crazy. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. But like, she would just continuously do it. And I'm just very thankful for her. She's definitely a vessel. And yeah, she's a person that told me, I remember we were having a conversation. And I was like, I just don't know how like to hear from God. And she's like, have you read your Bible? And I was like, oh, I genuinely didn't think to read my Bible like, like at all. But yeah, she just told me that. And then since that moment, I was like, you know what? Yeah, maybe I should listen to her. So, and since then, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because I feel like I've also had similar experiences where like my mom, for example, she's always been very serious about her faith. So I'm like, okay, girl, like whatever. Like for the first 18 years of my life, like, yeah, okay, sounds good. And then like it really hits like a truck. Like I need to hear from God. Mm-hmm. And then you open up the Bible and it's like you're everywhere. You're right here.
Yes.
And you're speaking to me. And one thing that I always have to think about is like, if you are like a trustworthy person, or like if you hold true to your word, like you are your word. And like, you know how it says in John 1, it's like the beginning was the word, the word was with God, the word was God. It's like, he's going to hold true to what he says and he's going to hold true to who he is. So that is very valid. We have to, biblical literacy, guys, we must lock
in.
I wanted to talk about, I was talking about my mom a little bit, but I'm curious, like, because you mentioned briefly like your parents and growing up in a Christian home. What was that like for you? And how did that shape you? But also like, how is it continuing to shape you? Cause I know that I met your mom and she's amazing and that conversation was amazing, but whatever you want to share, I'd love to hear.
So it was, my mom's always like instilled like prayer within us, like always. Like she's like, pray before you go to bed. And like, if anything, just pray. And so like, before I would go to bed, like every night I would always pray, but it was like the same prayer. You know, I was just doing it for like, for that sake. So, but when I like struggled a lot with like anxiety, I never thought to pray about it until like one day I just did. And then the next day, like it's almost like I forgot about like my anxieties and stuff like that. And then I was like, wait, I'm not like thinking this anymore. Like what's going on? And it was because I had prayed, like I linked it back. And so I just continuously like, persistently prayed. And, so yeah, my mom definitely like planted that seed, and my father also. And like, as I'm getting older, I'm seeing like their faith as well. Cause I feel like as a kid, it's not that they weren't faithful, but like, I just wasn't noticing. But now I notice and I'm like, oh, wow, like you guys are faithful. And like looking back and seeing their like sacrificial love towards me, like when people in the world like weren't like kind to me or weren't nice in a way, I can always see God's love through them. And so like in that way, I'm so like thankful. Looking back, I'm like, wow, like Lord, you really did love me because you loved me through my parents. Like you blessed me with these people. And so
And love, I mean, obedience, I feel like obedience and love kind of have this beautiful relationship, especially as we're walking as Christians. Like, and I'm currently reading like this like secular book called All About Love. It's by Bell Hooks. Shout out to Bell Hooks. but a lot of what it really baseline explains like, what is love? What does that mean? Because it's so abstract in our society. But like, I think that I'm sure for both of us, like it's given us an actual, like Jesus Christ is giving us a framework of what it is, and a lot of it is obedience for him, and obedient to death. And that's so deeply profound. And I think that especially in the season of Lent, like really deeping it, like considering the cross has been really on my heart. And I'm curious about like even like biblical stories that you feel like, wow, like that was such a beautiful act of obedience that you kind of marinate on sometimes. For me, it's Stephen from Acts. I like weep thinking about Stephen. But do you have someone that you're like, wow, that's wild?
I think Ruth. I always think about Ruth and how a lot of people say it's like a love story. I agree. But I also think it's like a redemption story.
Absolutely.
And like her obedience to just Naomi. And I just love her obedience.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
So that's what I always think about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's real. And then moving from your like parents, kind of like generationally speaking, how do you see, I mean, we did talk about this a couple of weeks ago with like your mom, wonderful woman of God. But how do you think, because of like how the way that they were, how do you think that that's like impacted your own faithfulness to God? And like, yeah, that's the question. Yeah.
I think it's very inspiring. And it just shows me that no matter what, no matter my circumstance, that I just need to like focus on the Lord. And just keep walking in that way. And I think, I even think about my grandma, because she was a woman of God, like she was very much, she loved the Lord. And I'm very thankful for her. And I always think about how I know that she prayed for me as well. And so like to just fulfill those prayers, and just, this is generations. Like we're just impacting like generations, you know? So
Yeah.
It's kind of like an honor to be like a woman of God and like,
it really
to
is.
Just keep going. Yeah. You know,
really, I really get that. Cause I think of the fruit of prayer. Cause I feel like prayer, I mean, you mentioned it, but prayer really is a part of this whole like topic of obedience, because I know people who I don't even talk to anymore, really, but I know for a fact they like go in their secret place and they're thinking of me. And it's really crazy. Like even my grandma, she passed away maybe like 12 years ago now, but she was also super faithful and amazing. And yeah, I love her down, miss her. But she, like, my mom grew up like in that space of praying, of fasting, of praying in tongues, like all these very spiritual disciplines. And being around her, like, I honestly wish I like knew her in my like adult age so I could like understand it fully, but all these beautiful like people that pour into you and like pour into, and then you can pour into the next, is really beautiful. And it makes me think about Hebrews 11. I can't help but think about Hebrews 11.
Yeah.
But like the, talking about Old Testament characters and then like talking about how their faith, like they never actually saw the fruit of it, but like it happened, like things happened, but like the portion was Christ, which is always important to think about, I think. But yeah, this is kind of a more of an abstract question, but you are like so joyful. Like, I don't know. I've never actually, I mean, I'm sure you get upset. Like that's part of the human existence, but you're always like, you're like very positive, looking on like the bright side. How do you think like that is, God is like contributing to that? And then also like, what do you think like the main, is it, I mean, I know it's like not on your own strength that you are that way, but even the idea of like the Lord is my strength, how do you interpret that? How do you understand that? I know it's very nuanced for different people. So
yeah.
I'm curious.
I think of it as, I think joy is a product of obedience. And so I always think of like, the Lord is just like, just follow me. And like through prayer, through reading my word. And like, I think through that consistency, that's where like my joy has come from, because like, I know how the story ends. And I know that like anxiety is rooted in like the fear of death. And so it's combating that, and also knowing that my thoughts and like my feelings are not what I should rely upon. I should rely upon the word of God.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't change. And so I think that's where my joy comes from. And I was very joyful as a child also. Like I've always had that joy. But definitely it like dissipated or withered throughout my like teenage years because of like the thoughts that I was having or like the world or like opinions that people were putting on me. But now I understand it's kind of like a gift to have that. And so I think he's just bringing me back to my like childlike ways. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that childlike joy of like, I'm just trusting.
Yes.
Because I feel like people are very cynical these days. Like, why, like, why are you so happy? It's like, yes. Oh, dang, like, am I not supposed to be? But we live in a dark, dark world. Yes, and yeah, so I really resonate with what you're saying about just like, well, I trust him. So yeah. Like, I'm lit. And that is like part of, that's so, like, that's like the biggest part of that joy is like, it's not on me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and I know that the one who like is doing it is able to do it. Mm-hmm. And like, he created everything. What can't he do?
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good perspective to have, that I think even for me, sometimes it's hard to grasp. Mm. So I'm glad you said that. I think that it's good to know. But yeah, what is one word? One. You can do one or three, because I like that, like one or three.
Okay.
One or three words. And I want you to describe like why you're choosing these words to describe God in this season right now.
I'll do the one.
Okay.
But I think restorative.
Why?
Because I think, as I said, like about childlike faith, I think he's like restoring me back to that. Mm-hmm. And also like in relationships and like friendships, yeah. He's just like building me in a way that is, I think, like Christ-like. Mm-hmm. And it definitely has not been easy. He's like using people in my life that I never thought would like in humbling me and like getting me to change my character as well. And so I think restorative. And that's kind of like comforting to me because he's just building me in a way.
Yeah.
So,
and you're talking about being built and being challenged a lot in this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we've had a lot of like evangelism experiences where it's like, oh, this is hard. How do you, because I know we kind of have to like push through because it's like, wow, eternity is long.
Yeah.
But like, what, how else do you think, like, what do you think about when you're going into those situations? How do you communicate with God about those things?
About evangelism?
Evangelism is like a part of it, but just like the moments where you know this is something you're called to be doing.
Okay.
And it's going to be hard because that's the reality.
Yeah. It's definitely tough. I pray a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's a great question. I think I just have to like ponder on it mm-hmm. a lot, but not in the sense of out of fear, but because I just want to know that it's like the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And also I think the Lord can use like anything and anyone to like move you closer to him.
Absolutely.
And so, and I also have like a couple key verses, like, well, I don't know the specific, but I know it's in Isaiah and it's like, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways.
Yeah.
And I think about that a lot. And there's Romans 12:2, and it's like, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so that was like,
it starts there.
Yes. It starts in the mind. And so in that way, I have to, I was praying a lot about being able to discern like the Lord's word from my own thoughts. Like, what's he telling me and what am I thinking? And I should listen to like what he's telling me. And to do that, I have to read the word more and like know what his voice sounds like, you know?
Absolutely. So, and you're very like, how do I say it? Like, you're very good at like keeping a routine, I feel like. And I've asked this question on previous podcasts, so I have to ask it now. But like, how do you balance the, I'm going to pray because I know it's good. And like, even if I don't feel like it, I'm going to pray versus like, and even spending time with God, like I know it's good, even though today I'm like tired or I don't know what to say, or like it's confusing or doubtful versus like, I need my Father right now. Like, how do you balance the two while trying to maintain a consistent like prayer, like conversation with God throughout your life every day?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think when I don't want to pray, I always think about who doesn't want me to pray.
The devil.
Do you also forget that he exists sometimes?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I do. Me.
I'm like, who's praying on my downfall? The one who hates me. Like,
yeah, exactly. So I do be thinking about, I'm like, no, I can't let you win today. Like, no, mm-hmm. not today. And then a lot of the times, sometimes when I'm out, I'm like, I need to pray right now. Like, yeah. I just do. And so I think, I don't know if there's a balance, but I know there's a rhythm.
Okay. Talk yeah. about that.
So I think different days can be like, maybe you need the Lord more. I guess mm-hmm. we always need the Lord, but like some days are harder. So yeah. You might need to like pray more, and some days aren't as hard, but you still need to like praise God. So I definitely think there's a rhythm to like your prayer life. And the rhythm shouldn't stop ever.
please, yeah. keep praying.
Please keep praying. Please keep praying. So yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah. I feel that rhythm thing so much. And I have a lot of mentors who will also say like rhythms over balance, because mm-hmm. some things have more weight than others.
Yes, exactly.
And there's a deep, like, I'm going to get on tangent a little bit right here, but like a very individualistic moment we're having right now, like mm-hmm. very, 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 like it was already individualistic in America, but mm-hmm. now we're getting really deep, like day in the life of like a girl who's like super ambitious and like 9 to 5 and mm-hmm. 5 to 9 or whatever, all these things. And it's like, okay, wait, because a lot of it, it's very good to be ambitious, but yeah. I think at times it can be self-seeking mm-hmm. and then we can miss an opportunity from God to like, not be as structured, which I think sometimes can be holy, sometimes can be like, okay, you need to be structured. But kind of to my point of just being like, okay, what do you want from me today? Like, I know that there is someone, I forget who told me this, but there is like an older guy who would wake up every day and be like, his prayer was, what work do you have for me to do today? Mm-hmm. And that's it. That was his prayer. Like, obviously it's like, thank you for this, like this day, and which is amazing. But being like, what do you need from me? Like, how yeah. can I love you? Because love is a verb, by doing your will and being a partner in you in that. And I'm inspired to do that, because I'm like, really, like, am I just praying for myself and like my friends who are already in Christ? But like, what do you want me to do for the people who may not know you or stuff mm-hmm. like that? But anyways, all good points, all good things. And I really agree with the rhythms. It's really important to note that. But yeah. So like God has placed you across the globe currently, which I think is amazing. I'm like, yeah. Oh, it really is British. I'm just like, I'm just like glad to have met you. Cause like what, this just feels very God ordained. Cause it's like, yeah. This is just not supposed to happen, but it did. And I'm like, okay, God, like this is very intentional of you. Mm-hmm. But like from where God has placed you here, like, how do you feel like he's been using you and like kind of transforming you in this time? Like why? What is so like special about this time, I guess, in your walk with the Lord?
I think he's just placed proper like fellowship and mm-hmm. like discipleship in my life.
Wow.
That I didn't have before.
Yeah.
And I think I was quite isolated before. So like being here and like stewarding friendships and like
yeah.
in a godly manner. I think, and him increasing my faith here too. Like he's genuinely like built up my faith, and like
you're strong, bro. You're like, yeah. He's like, Jesus is so good. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, wait, I need to get up. Like,
I do try. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, definitely coming here, because I've experienced where like people are very against like the Lord. They don't like to talk about yeah. it. Like, it's very much, there's a lot of hurt there. So coming here and it's like welcoming.
Mm.
Has allowed me to like be built in a way. So then when I go
yeah.
back, I can be that person that's like, trust the Lord, you know? Like,
and like, we let, yeah.
Yeah, in a different way. So
absolutely.
It's very exciting, and I'm excited to see where he takes all of us.
I'm so, saying, it's like, what are we doing in 5 years?
Yeah.
But when you're talking about, because I feel like I've heard a lot of like studies, I think that even during church one day we were talking about this, but like the fact that I think a lot of Europe is like post-Christian.
Yeah.
What is that like?
It's very like, so there are a lot of atheists. So it's very not like welcoming.
Yeah.
And so when I would come here and people, mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, I'm Christian. And they're like, oh, that's great. I would be like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Because also Christian here is a bit subjective.
Yes, quite a loose term.
Yeah, because, yeah, there's just a lot of different ways to put it. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So back home, it's a bit different. They're very just not welcoming, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you feel, I'm sad you're leaving. So go back. I don't want you to leave. Mm-hmm. But when you go back, what are some things that you're like, I feel more ready to implement this into my daily life when I get back? That you might not have before?
Yeah, I think definitely reading the Bible consistently. Yeah. And then just having like chats with my like other friends, women of God as well. Mm-hmm. And like people in Christ, just like in general, like just talking about God because we can and because we love him, you know?
Right.
And so, and also not being like fearful to bring up the Lord, because I feel like I was before.
I feel like bringing him into a space, even mm-hmm. without the hope of conversion, so to speak.
Yeah.
There is so much power in that too.
Yeah.
Because the amount of times I'm in my English class and they're like, we're just talking and I'm like, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh. Because like, if I say like, I mean, God is, it's just like too broad sometimes. People are like, well, God can be anything. Mm-hmm. But saying the name of Jesus is so crazy. Like it's out there. Yes. It really is. Even in like America, which is considered a Christian country. But yeah, I'm like really excited for you to like, because I just feel like you've just like invested yourself into so many different spaces and different people that like I can see even from like September to now, so much growth.
Great.
And yeah. So much just like sanctification. And the process of it just being like, it's just like happening to you constantly. And I'm just really like, I'm really excited for you. And I'm, yeah, but I have one more question.
Okay.
Kind of, obedience is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience is deeply uncomfortable. It's disruptive. Like the gospel is disruptive. And this can be in any sense. Following the Spirit is hard because it is not at all what anyone else is doing, even other Christians. So how do you stay focused on like maintaining a heavenly perspective? And like, how do you like keep yourself in alignment? Not keep yourself, but like allow God to, like, how does that work for you?
Yeah, I think a key thing that the Lord is walking with me through and like teaching me is patience. And so it's not easy at all.
Yeah.
But I think he's not teaching me patience to like torture me. It's to prepare me. Wow. And so I always think about how like if he blesses me with something when I'm not ready, I can like forfeit it or like not know how to steward the blessing, you know? And so I'm always like, okay, well, I'm not ready for that. So let me like be built into being ready for that.
Wow.
And so that's how I just continue. I'm just like, I just want to seek you. It doesn't matter like what anybody else around me is doing. Like, let me focus on the Lord because ultimately he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like relinquishing control.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's really hard to do because we want to be like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. But I find a lot of peace in just saying like, okay, let me focus on today. What does the Lord want for me? Yeah. Let me follow him today. And yeah.
And there's a beauty in staying present.
Because
I felt that's like, actually, he's asking us for our whole heart. But like a lot of it, I feel like our whole heart would be like our attention. Because there's a movie that I love called Lady Bird.
I love that movie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we both love movies. Anyways, and the like the nun is like, mm-hmm. she's talking to Christine and she's just like, I hate Sacramento. And she's reading her essay or whatever about mm-hmm. college essay. And it's all about Sacramento and it's in deep detail. And she's like, you clearly love it though. And she's like, well, what do you mean? Like, I hate it here. I want to go to New York. And then she's like, no, love is attention. Like, you see everything because you're like, you're giving your heart that space to like see the detail.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's sorry. I love that movie.
It's okay.
But like, even thinking about all these like things of obedience and like moving in that direction, sanctification, which we briefly mentioned, like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be, but it's going to transform you. And even when you're talking, I saw this thing recently on the internet about just like, there's this girl just talking to like, I think it was her friends. And she was like, a lot of us pray like for God's will to be done, which is good. But she was like, one thing that God was pressing on her heart, which might relate to your talking about patience, is like, I want your will to be done on in my life on your time. Like, I want it to be on your time.
Yeah.
And I want to be willing to wait for the thing that you want to give me. Because he will, he's just preparing us for that moment. And it, I feel like clocked sometimes because, like, even thinking about like future plans, I'm like, God, can I just have it now? But he's like, but like, the idea of like, if God is a good father, like, he would have already given it to me if I was ready for it. If I'm, if it's not here, I'm probably not ready for it. I probably idolize it and just whatever, turn into the Israelites, like, you know?
With the calf.
Yeah, it's like, bro, what are you doing? But yeah. And even like the, I mean, briefly, like the fear of man. We were talking like that, a lot of it is rooted in that. And you're saying like going there and just like leaving the like circuit riders, when they came, they were talking about leaving your reputation in the room when we went to go evangelize. And a lot, I think a big part of it too is just like, I'm yours.
Yes.
Let me be used for your glory.
Yeah.
And I really do think you are being greatly used. And I mean, you didn't mention it, but you're in the law school right now, which is so cool. And I just think that God has a lot of plans for you in your life. And you probably can't see it, but like you are like actually so amazing. And it's honestly such an honor to like know you, to experience the joy that you have. It's really infectious when we're sitting down during like small group and you're like, yeah, guys, like I'm watching this podcast today about Michael Philip Mitchell.
Is that Philip Anthony Mitchell. Shout out.
And I'm like, absolutely. Yes. Just like so, so deeply joyful. And I'm like, Lord, get on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me as
thank
well.
You so much for coming. I really appreciate you. And
appreciate you too.
Yeah, thank you. This is so nice. All right. Bye.
Bye.